Good morning.
Hello.
Are you okay doing notes, Wayne?
Yes, that's just fine. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, I think we have enough to get started. Wayne agreed to scribing. I was out for vacation last week, so if there's anything that I messed up or should have been on here, please just be vocal and let me know. This first Equinix thing was from last week. The only reason I left it on here was because I couldn't quite tell from the notes if we needed to do anything or if it was all set.
So just informational. It can be removed.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Liaison updates. Nothing from CC. Christy, did you want to say anything about PC?
I know that many of you were at the meeting on Thursday, so thank you for showing up. I think it was a great discussion. They started to discuss the support period decision record. The conversation is going to continue next Thursday, and there will be a vote then. And then I wanted to just provide a link to the place that PC outcomes of PC votes are going to be recorded on their own decision log. So we'll be able to look there for documentation of the outcome.
Thank you. For RMS, I went this morning. It was a short meeting. They're just planning the next CSPs, nothing big going on. Anything from security?
No business as usual.
Right. I don't think Craig is here. Anybody have any Eureka commentary? Okay. Community-driven development. I don't know if there was a meeting or anything last week. That could be.
Not that I'm aware.
Did we agree to take this off and I forgot?
I think we keep circling back to Jeremy and Caitlin
Okay.
haven't yet told us where what their thoughts on that are. Not that it controls what we do, but I'm still not clear from Jeremy.
Okay. For upcoming meetings, it looked like from the notes from last week that we were planning to use Wednesday this week for licensing. Alameda?
The environment variable discussion is still ongoing. So I'm hoping that we focus on that and get that to completion before moving to something else. I'm open to other opinions.
It seems like we're moving pretty fast today. Is it something we could use part of today's meeting for, or does it need like other people?
Still needs prep, so
Okay.
we can't do it today. We could talk about licensing today, if that is an option.
Okay. Did you want to say something, Maccabee?
Well, I was just going to say the licensing subgroup had to postpone our meeting on Thursday, where we were going to sort of plan out how to propose all this to TC. So I don't think we can have a I mean, we can, but I think it'd be more productive still to do the licensing conversation on a Wednesday after folks have had a chance to review all the docs. That said, if we have nothing else, we can certainly give it a shot.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll see where we end up. So, I was going to edit in there, Wayne, and then I decided not, I didn't want to mess you up. So, if you could change November 5th to environmental variables, that would be good. All right. TCR board. Nothing. Anything we need to touch on with existing module evaluation?
I reached out to Florian and Ingolf regarding starting the evaluation. So I think some folks were on vacation. So yeah, we're still working on that.
Yeah, I can start with this week. Florian is on vacation this
Okay.
week. And I can start with the backend module. As I
That
said, I
sounds
have
good.
no experience with evaluating front-end models, so I don't know. I will do the backend module.
Okay, sounds good. All right, subgroup updates. Do you want to update on licensing or do you want to hold off until later?
Well, the main update I was going to do briefly was just to request that we use, assuming that this Wednesday is still continuing the discussion from last Wednesday, that a week from Wednesday that we have a licensing discussion. Because I had asked people to review those documents, in prep for some November TC meeting, but we didn't actually put a date on that yet.
Okay, so I'll aim for the 12th for that.
That would be helpful. I mean, I don't want to push it back forever. I agree with Alameda that we should finish the existing Wednesday conversation first, but we also do want to complete that soon.
Okay, sounds good. Anything from mod settings?
Is Florian here? Florian's not here. I can say that we don't have anything. However, as far as I know, the work is proceeding. It appears that there's a technical work going on to sort of get this completed. And I'm not sure to what extent our input is needed at this point. But Florian can speak to that. I think a little better because he's been in direct conversation with Alexei Petrenko.
Okay, great. So maybe we can check in with him next week. Okay, I assume there's nothing in here. So, will this decision record get used as part of the outcome for the environment? Maybe we'll just talk about that later. Sorry, it just caught my eye. It's like, oh, that's what we've been talking about. Okay. Support periods. Do we have more to talk about? We approved this, so I'm assuming that at this point we're just waiting to hear back from the other council.
I would agree.
And OST, as far as I know, we still don't have a Trillium date, so we're still waiting on this. Ingolf?
For the existing module evaluation, we have written down people who volunteer and have not done it before. So I don't know how are we going to handle this. We assigned Dorian and me, and It yeah, I mean, I don't have to do this alone. If there are people who volunteer, we can make a session, and then yeah, I'll give some
Yeah, I
talk
think
about how I will how I do this. Okay, so,
Yeah,
some
that sounds
guidance.
good. I think we wrote that a long time ago, and some of those people ended up volunteering on current modules.
Oh,
But
okay.
there might still be some folks who would like a chance to who observe. So if you're interested, maybe we can just work that out in the TC internal channel if there's anybody that would like to shadow either one of these existing module evaluations. Someone raised their hand and I forgot who. Wayne?
Well, it wasn't me before, but I are you saying that Ingolf should post on the internal channel asking for volunteers?
He could, or people can reach out to him if they're
Okay.
interested.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hold you back, Ingolf. Was it Maccabee that raised his hand?
Yeah, I did, but for a different subject. You had just mentioned that Trillium that we didn't have a release date yet there. And the last I remember is that there was going to be a decision on that release date in the middle of November or by mid-November or something like that. So I'm just checking if that's still what we expect from the release stakeholders group.
I did not hear anything specifically about that today. The next Sunflower CSP is supposed to go out November 24th. I guess I'm not totally sure whether that m maybe Matt, is Matt still here? I don't know if he might have inside information. But I didn't hear anything specific about the Trillium date today.
Okay, and I don't remember exactly where I recall that mid-November thing, but I think it was somewhere. So I guess it would be helpful, I don't know, to see if that's true. Are we expecting to know the release date soon? Because the if we're not, that's okay, but that no, as soon as we know what that release date is, that will affect a bunch of things on our recurring calendar, right? So not waiting for the actual release, but simply the release date will affect a number of other things that TC is waiting on. So I'm eager
Yeah,
to learn.
good point. Well, if anyone knows more than me, feel free to let us know. Okay, Craig, you want to circle back on your Eureka update?
If you guys want me to, that's fine. I don't know if others here chimed in on that or not. Sorry for being late. So where do things stand? I think, well, we meet on Wednesday again. If I understand correctly, it sounds like Stanford made some good progress. They started over from scratch. They had a couple of hiccups, but I think they're back in a good spot again. Fortunately, we don't have anyone on the call from their institution, so I'll have to double check on exactly where things stand. There was CSP2 was supposed to include a bunch of changes for including Eureka 778 and Folio 4344. One of those didn't actually make it in because there was an issue with transition. Like there was tr an issue was transitioned to closed too soon, and some automation didn't pick it up or something like that. So we ended up creating a new release of that application, which isn't officially part of CSP2. It'll be an official part of CSP3. But I think that's unblocked GBV, if I'm not mistaken. So they, I think they're playing around with a new version that's not officially part of CSP2. And other than that, I haven't heard anything from the other early adopters. I don't know if Kevin or Wayne, if you guys have updates from Texas A&M or Index Data.
Nothing from Texas A&M.
Index Data, we're ramping up again. I think we were also blocked by the same thing that GBV found. Jason was saying that he and Sasha were talking about it. So I think that we are now also unblocked and we'll be continuing our work on that.
Great.
But we're not, yeah, no big update or anything
Okay,
other
thanks.
than we're unblocked. Which is great.
Great, thank you. Okay, so we have 45 minutes left. Our two outstanding topics are the environmental variables and the licensing. Do I and it didn't do either one of those want to claim the rest of the meeting, or do we want to end early? That
I
sounds
say we end early.
okay. I was gonna say that sounds like a vote for ending early. All right, great. We'll give everybody a chance to properly prepare for their Wednesday meetings, and that should be fine. So, okay. Enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks.